This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, as we always are Fridays, until the Eagles season begins. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at ChickiesandPete's.com. Or if you're going to the game, you stop to Chickies here before, which we see a lot of red out there. Todd McShay of the Todd McShay Show at The Ringer will join us shortly to talk. Oh, there he is. Wow, look at that. Todd McShay. Todd McShay Show is on YouTube and Spotify. You can also subscribe to the McShay Report. Appreciate your time today, Todd.
How's it going, man?
We're good, man. We're good. Before we get into the draft specifically, there have been a couple of rumors over the last couple of days about the Eagles potentially trading up to 4 by using A.J. Brown if Abdul Carter was there. Just, I guess, your general top-line thoughts of that.
I mean, there's so many rumors right now, to be honest. I just... You never know, and Howie's creative, and certainly he will, you know, there's no stone left unturned, but I also, it seems extreme. So, we'll see how it all plays out. But I think, you know, I hear so many things now this time of year, talking to general managers and kind of people around the league, and I think there's a lot of conversations going on, but I don't know that everything's backed in something that's truly going to wind up happening.
For sure.
What, Todd, when you're thinking about still on this hypothetical trade situation here, I'm just thinking about the cost to move up from 32 to 4. The biggest jump I can remember is I think the Chiefs went from 27 to 10. Well, I think when they went
that cost them, if I remember, what was that? It was a third rounder that year plus the following year, but was it two firsts? I can't remember, but I think it was one first, right?
Well, they swapped the first round picks, right?
Yeah.
And then it was one more the following year, and you're right, I think it was a third round pick.
Yeah, it was an additional third that year, and then a one the next year. But you know, the trade chart is obviously dated. If you go and study kind of recent years and kind of take a look, when you get up into the top 8, 9. Like the price points are a lot different. You know, it's like 1 through 8, 1 through 9, somewhere in that range. When you get to like 10 and beyond, it's not quite as unreasonable. You get down to 15, it's a lot different from moving up to like 27 to 15. Or let's say I was looking at the Giants, right? If they wanted to make a move from 34 to 15 this year, and it would probably cost them a third rounder this year and a 2 next year, okay? But if they were to try to move up into the top 10, it would be a third rounder this year, a first next year, and maybe some change, like a fourth or fifth next year as well. So there's a huge difference when you start talking about getting in that like top 5 range.
Todd McShay with us to talk about the draft and the Eagles. It seems like, you get to this point, and I'm looking at everybody's mocks and everybody's top 100, and it seems like out of the top few guys, there's less consensus that I remember. We've talked about a bunch of different players here, and I'll see one guy have him at 10 and one guy have him at 28. Does there seem like there is less consensus this year than previous years?
It's a good question. Here's the deal, right? I think just about everyone in the league has the same, let's say six, about the same six guys, and then Cam Ward would be in that mix to make it seven. That's Travis Hunter from Colorado, Abdul Carter, the edge rusher, Penn State, Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan, Ashton Jeanty, running back from Boise State, and then Tyler Warren, for a lot of teams, would be up there in that, whether it's a top tier or top two tiers, however you want to look at it. And Jalen Walker is another name. The majority, not all, but the majority of teams would have kind of up in that range. And again, with Cam Ward mixed in. And we all know Cam Ward's going number one overall. So those are seven names, right? Where it gets fascinating this year is that, and I've talked to a lot of different people in the league. Some people say it's like, it starts at eight. Some people say it's like 11 or 12. But whatever that number is, let's call it 11. From like 11 to 33 or 34, there's not that big of a gap. Like in my 100 scale, I've got all of those guys from about 11 to 35. Just looking at my board now, all have 91s, 90s, and 89s. So it's like all real tight in that group. So you're looking at a bunch of guys you expect to be starters, really good players, but not, you know, come in massive difference makers, Pro Bowl type players right away. And some will and some won't, but that's kind of the range that all of those guys are in. So what's interesting to me is, will there be a team that's trying to target one of those players that I just mentioned, one of those seven guys, knowing that Cam Ward's going number one, and Travis Hunter's probably going to go number two. So that limits that group down to five names. And if it's not there, I just can't imagine in a draft where with NIL, the COVID hangover year, and transfer portal, like there are so many more players, I think, that are experienced players coming in the draft in that like late second, third, fourth round range. Why would you want to give away other opportunities to take a hack at a potential starter or sub package player to move up to get the same range of guy somewhere in that 11 to 30 range?
Right. Todd McShay with us. Todd, before we ask you about a few specific players that could be in play for the Eagles have had a lot of success in the draft the last two, 3 years. When you look at that, I guess the question is, is there a point at which there has to be some luck involved in hitting at a high rate and that luck sort of wears off? Or do you look at a team that has been consistently successful in the last few years and say, no, they've just gotten really good at it?
Well, when you're picking late in the first, which the Eagles have been for you know, a while now, the vast majority of years, right? What tends to happen, you see teams that are consistently up, like sitting in the back of the first round. The Baltimore Ravens come to mind, right? Like the Green Bay Packers and some other organizations. So when you look at those organizations, the ones that are winning and in the playoffs, so they're picking late in the first, and also their general manager and their personnel department, they have patience on draft night, and they're much more interested in maybe moving back than they are racing up to go get a player. And we're speaking generalities, but typically those organizations find that because so many teams are crazy about quarterbacks and are doing their best to find their guy, and if you're in the playoffs, you typically have your quarterback. So there's teams moving up or overdrafting quarterbacks. Then the offensive tackle run always, you know, it doesn't last as long as people want, as teams want it to. And so teams get eager and move up for those guys. And so what happens is really good football players at other positions, and even especially the defensive linemen and defensive players, typically wind up falling. And you get a player at 27 or 31 or 32 that probably belongs in the top 22 to 25 picks. So that increases your odds. And I think Howie's done a really good job with that. What Howie does is different than some of the other organizations that are consistently picking back there in the bottom of the first. He moves around a lot. And he's smart about it. He's not doing it because he's racing up just to get one player. He'll make a slight move forward and a slight move back. And all along, he's kind of like one step ahead in the chess match of acquiring picks so that when he goes to move up 2, 3, 5 spots or whatever he goes to do, he all of a sudden, he's already for the last, not just this draft, but like last year, he's been working towards getting that draft capital to do so. So I think those are a couple of the reasons why we see that. And I think when you're sitting at 32, if they wind up picking there, or if he makes a small move back and then a small move up, you're going to wind up getting a really good football player. And it's going to be, you know, there's going to be teams moving up for quarterbacks that maybe don't belong in the top 32, right? And mm-hmm. So let's take advantage of that. Maybe move back or just sit there at 32, and there's going to be a player that should have gone 4, 5, 6 picks before.
Well, that quarterback position, Todd, often causes teams to do things in a desperate situation. Shedeur Sanders is obviously a big topic and a big storyline in this year's draft. Do you see him going in that top three? It looks like the Giants are doing some final homework on him. I think it was a private.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To work out with him today, how likely do you think he goes up that high, or do you think it's just doing their due diligence, I guess, and they're not going to take a quarterback at that number three spot?
Do you ever remember a year where like 4 or 5 quarterbacks have been traveling the country, and then teams, like multiple teams, have been firing up their private jet and taking their whole front office and coaching staff and flying all over the country like this? Like, it's pretty wild, man. Like, the Giants had, it was actually yesterday morning, they had a private workout in Boulder. Then they jumped back on the plane after that, and they head down to Tuscaloosa. And they had a private workout today with Jalen Milroe. Then they jump back on the plane, they're going to Louisville, Kentucky, for Tyler Shuck. They already last week had a private workout with Jackson Dart, and I'm looking at my calendar, and it's 4:18. We're like, you know, when they're done, there's going to be like 4 days before the draft. So I don't remember a year like this. But to answer your question, I truly believe all this late due diligence that's going on with the Giants and also with Cleveland and some of the stuff you're hearing about with New Orleans, mm-hmm. it's for that second tier quarterback market, if you will. Cam Ward's going one to Tennessee.
Right. Right.
Travis Hunter's going two to Cleveland as far as all the intel I get. There are some mixed messages out there, and I think it's because the Giants are still trying to figure out there's kind of a split opinion inside the building on Shedeur Sanders. But my understanding is it's much more likely that split decision is on, hey, how far do we want to go trade up with that 34th pick back into the first round to get him? It's not at number three. And so my belief as of this moment is that Abdul Carter is going to be the pick three. And then the most interesting pick in the draft then becomes number nine. And it was, but then it got really ratcheted up when the Derek Carr shoulder information came out recently. So, and if New Orleans passes on Shedeur, and I don't think Kellen Moore, who spent time obviously in Philly as the offensive coordinator with Jalen Hurts and spent time with Dak Prescott and Justin Herbert as offensive coordinator all three spots, he's used to and wants a quarterback, sturdy build, stronger arm, mobility. That's Jackson Dart. That's not Shedeur Sanders. So there's a really good chance, unless a team trades up in the top 10 for Shedeur, that we get to the 10th pick. Shador's sitting there. Everyone knows that he'll fall to 21 to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh will take him. So then the clock starts ticking. It's Cleveland at 33, Giants at 34, and I don't think New Orleans at 40 because they already passed on him, and I don't think he's the guy for the reasons I just gave you.
Yeah.
So at that point, it becomes fascinating. Cleveland, the Giants, trying to kind of jockey for position to get somewhere in the teens to take Shedeur ahead of Pittsburgh at 21.
Yeah, I like the dark kid more than I do Shedeur Sanders. He looks like a more natural thrower from the pocket. His athleticism is underrated, so he's a better athlete than most people would necessarily view him as. I like the kid out of Ole Miss.
I really like him Lane Kiffin helped him a lot with like predetermined and very, not a lot of concepts, but they run the sail route to the left side. They'll run it 3-4 times a game. So like, when you watch his tape, you can see that he's going to need probably a year to develop the understanding and do some of the things at the line of scrimmage pre and post snap that you need to do. But I've watched 161 snaps of him versus pressure this year. When I tell you it was so far superior to all the other quarterbacks in this class, it was enlightening, to say the least. So there's a lot to work with there. Now, for a guy like Kellen Moore in New Orleans, it makes a lot of sense. But I like Stefanski with Cleveland, I think you look at Kirk Cousins and some of the quarterbacks that he's won 10 and 11 games with, they're not the biggest guys, don't have the biggest arms, aren't the most mobile, but they're fast processors. They're brilliant in the pocket with their accuracy and timing and anticipation and all those things, and that's what Shedeur is. So I agree. Like, I've got the same grade on both of these guys. Dart, to me, fits for, like, more places in the league because he has those traits. Shedeur, in the right system, used properly, can have a really, really good career. But I think he's a little bit more system-limited, if you will.
Todd McShay with us. You can check out the Todd McShay Show on YouTube, Spotify, and subscribe to the McShay Report. Todd, is it okay if I just give you a few guys we've been talking about and you give us your top-line thoughts on them for the Eagles? All right. Malachi Starks.
I like Malachi Starks. You know, it was difficult to watch as Nick Eamon-Worry, the safety, trots out there at the combine and, you know, in his workout gear at 6'3", 220 pounds with 32.5-inch arm length, running a 4.38 40 and breaking the combine broad jump record by 4 inches and the best vertical jump ever by a player at the combine over 200 pounds. And then you watch Malachi Starks and it's like, there's a difference here. You know, he ran a 4.5 40. 7.263 cone was the slowest. The short shuttle was the slowest. Like, the vertical jump was the third worst. And then so you have to go back and you put on the tape again, and you're reminded he's just a better football player.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he's smooth, you know?
Okay. So yeah, me worried there for a minute.
No, I know, but that's what happens. You leave Indianapolis, and you're like, Eamon Worry, there's no way he gets out of the top 15. It's like, I guess I've got to bump him up. And then you come back, and one of the first things I did, like, I need to go back and really watch your tape. And I was like, all right, calm down, Todd, you know? Like, let's look at how smooth this guy in his pedal, how great he is reacting, how much ground he covers, how much of the game it just comes second nature to him. Then I go into my notes from the Kirby Smart stuff and coaches around there and scouts I've talked to about how he's like one of those force multipliers. He's going to change. He's going to come in and become a leader in your defense, and you can trust this guy. He's durable, SEC, like all. So I like Malachi Starks a lot. And if he gets down into the 20s or all the way to 32, it's because those workout numbers work great. But a team's going to get a damn good football player wherever they take him in the first round.
How about Mike Green?
Mike Green's tape is a lot of fun to watch, and he was awesome at the Senior Bowl. You look at his frame, and you think to yourself, I wonder if he can, you know, convert speed to power. Is that going to work? Because in the NFL, the vast majority of the guys that are successful have a power element to their game as edge rushers, right? And to see his power, like when that viral clip against Connerly, the tackle from Oregon who could be a late first round pick, just plowing him. And then you turn on the tape and he's doing the same thing over and over again. He's just got an aggressive, he's like a street fighter versus the run. Violent, sudden hands. And you start to see the traits match up. He's coming from Marshall. He had like a blistering fast three cone time of 6.85, which stacks up with some elite guys. I think he's going to be a really good pass rusher. It's kind of that like wide seven, wide nine off the edge with the speed, but also the power element that you need.
And last one, how about Maxwell Hairston?
Oh, that's my guy. I love Maxwell Hairston. I'm going to put this on the line. And this, I think the first time I don't know if I've said it before or not. I think Maxwell Hairston might be the second most explosive all-around athlete in this class behind Travis Hunter. He can play zone. He can play man. He had a shoulder injury last year. He does have to improve as a tackler. Even before the shoulder injury, like, it's an area he's got to improve. But you see, he ran a 4.28, and like when you get down to 4.28, I actually start to worry the opposite direction. He's the fastest guy at the combine. Is he just a track guy? Like, are we sure? Is it kind of that tight switch? He hasn't had any lower body injury stuff. He was the fastest player, as I said, also at a 39-inch vertical, a 10.9 broad, all in the top three in the cornerbacks, right? Yep. Then you watch him on tape, his eyes are fast in zone. And then he can turn and run in man-to-man. Elite, elite ball skills. He's going to take the ball away for you. 10 pass breakups, 6 interceptions, 3 pick sixes in less than 20 games played. I think he's vastly underrated. I know he's only 5'11 and a quarter and 183. He'll put on a little bit of weight. He'll get a little bit stronger. But he's just electrifying with his feet and change of direction and his speed to cover. I think he's going to be a damn good football player.
Todd, we appreciate all the insight, man. Mm-hmm. You're the best. Todd McShay Show is on YouTube and Spotify. You can subscribe to the McShay Report. We appreciate all your time today, man.
Appreciate it, Todd.
Yeah, of course. Great catching up with you guys.
Thanks, Todd. You know what I love about draft guys, like the real draft guys?
The terms.
Oh, they
man.
Love it.
They love it.
They love it.
They love it. Like his turn on the Malachi Starks thing,
yes.
It was so dramatic.
Yeah.
He was like, you see all this and blah, blah, blah. But then you look at the tape.
Look at the tape.
And he's a better football player.
Football
player.
Yeah, hey, turn the tape on. I don't need to know what a guy does in shorts.
Yeah.
And I love the three-cone talk.
Yes.
Yep. It's great, man. It's all part of why the draft is so cool.
That's what made Mayock so good for so many years is like the bend around the edge. They all got their terms. It's so good.
And I'm proud of myself. I was
about to jump in there.
Well, I was going to do the whole Todd, 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 in case you guys don't know that.
Oh, yeah, with Mel Kiper?
Mel Kiper.
Oh, yeah.
I
I know it's hard not to.
I refrained from doing it.
Yep, yep.
Well, I didn't know how he would take it.
Yes. Well, you say he saved it though. Yeah. He saved it, and he liked it. Maxwell Harrison was your guy.
Oh, that was my guy. Yeah,
he loves your
guy.
That
made me feel good.
Yes,
that did.
I could tell. I looked over. All right, 215-592-9494. The rumors are out there that the Eagles would be interested in the number 4 pick if Abdul Carter falls there.
Back to this,
and they may offer AJ Brown. On the record Friday, if it happens, would you be mad or would you understand it? Coming up next, 215-592-9494. We do find out if Ike Reese holds on to the belt for a third consecutive week. He was the first 2-week holder of the belt.
Will he
be the first 3-week holder of the belt? We find out next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.